Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karellcast. I am Karell, and America takes yet another step to becoming the shithole country that the GOP wants it to be. For whatever reason, I don't know who it profits, but it must profit somebody. The GOP, the domestic terrorist organization, which is what they are, and should be designated such, has another victory today in striking down 50 years of federal precedent. Most of my life, I was nine when it came into law. Roe v. Wade was struck down today. Three Supreme Court justices lied under oath during their confirmation hearings, saying that that was settled law. And this morning, Clarence Thomas wrote in his opinion that it's time to go after gay marriage, contraception. So this is it. This is that defining moment in history that will be written about. This is either the dismantling and disempowering of the GOP or the fall of America to the Nazis, basically. That's what this is. And today, I don't know what I want to do about that on a show with you. Do I want to yell and scream? Of course I want to yell and scream. I'm like you. I'm furious. I am so angry, and I want to punch Joe Manchin right in the face as he says he is surprised by Kavanaugh, etc. Well, you see, all of this is a failure of Congress. We're all looking at the wrong people to be mad at. Okay? This is all a failure of the Congress of the United States. It was a failure of Congress when they confirmed these three ideologues, and the Republicans knew what they were doing. They knew why they were confirming Amy Coney Barrett for one reason only. God, guns, and gays. My entire life, that's all the GOP has been obsessed with. These coke-snorting, butt-ramming, closeted people, which is what they are, their whole life, they've been concerned with God, guns, and gays because they are godless, they are closeted, and they're afraid. And that's why the GOP, my whole life, has been obsessed with women and abortions, because they want to control women, because they feel that women have too much control, because they're afraid of women. They want to control gays because they like their gays in the back room and not to talk about it. And guns because they're afraid, sniveling little weaklings with small penises. That's the GOP. And it's been the GOP my whole life. And now they're taking power. And yet there's a Democrat president, a Democrat Senate, a Democrat Congress. And the GOP has done more in the last 2 years under Biden than they did in four under Donald Trump. How is that possible? I don't want to hear about Joe Manchin or CNN. How is it possible that in the 2 years under Joe Biden, Democrat, we've gone so far backwards socially? Because if it's the court, the president of the United States can expand the court. He can issue an executive order expanding the court, and then the Congress will have to wrestle it out whether that order is to be followed or not. Or they could grant statehood tomorrow to Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico. They would add four senators then, and they would be Democratic from those states. So we would then have a big majority, but they won't grant statehood to Puerto Rico or D.C. All of this could be fixed by next Friday if Congress would actually act in the behest and benefit of the people, but it won't. Nancy Pelosi will make speeches and they'll all be outraged, and you're going to get 5,000 fundraising emails today about how now that it's been overturned, Democrats must win more than ever. Why? What are you doing, Democrats? You're getting your asses kicked. There's a hearing going on, big television, everybody watching. Obvious criminals running free. Why have the hearing? Nothing's going to happen to these people because it hasn't happened yet. Trump issued a statement today saying you'll never get him. He said that in a statement today. He also said that Hannity and Tucker Carlson should have asked for pardons. He said he didn't grant the pardons for those other people because they didn't do anything wrong, but that Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity should have asked for pardons. Isn't that interesting? And nothing will be done about that. And that's why you're angry today, I think, more than Roe v. Wade and more than they're coming for gay marriage. I think you're angry because you know that they're going to get what they want. And you don't know why. 63% of America agrees Roe v. Wade should remain law. And yet today they got it overturned. That means a minority of the nation is ruling the nation, and you can't figure out why. Are Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that powerless? They have no power in Washington. They can't get anything done because of the GOP. So the GOP is so strong that if we elect Democrats, they neuter them and they can't do anything. So they really remain the ruling party no matter who's in office. Is that what's really happening? That no matter who we elect, doesn't matter, the GOP runs things. Is that really how it is? Because they're winning. They're getting everything they want. Everything they want. None of them are in jail. None have been expelled from the House or the Senate. All of their policies are still in place. And now they're getting things done that they wanted to get done in a second term of Trump. This is just like a Trump second term. Buy Roe v. Wade, buy gay rights, you know, economy crash. No one can. It's like Trump second term. Why? Now, I'm not saying don't vote for Democrats and don't vote blow. I'm not saying that. But we have to start asking these Democrats the hard questions. Why? Why is this like Trump 2 when you're in power? Because you're not in power? Because you're afraid to tell us that the GOP still runs the show? The GOP is a domestic terrorist. That's what they are. They just said it's okay to carry concealed weapons into a subway. But if you're a woman, it's not okay to have a power over your body. They are for mass murder, for repealing women's rights, and putting gays back in the closet or making it illegal again to be gay. Because that's what Thomas said this morning. The rulings that he cited took away sodomy laws, which people went to jail for homosexuality in this country, and they want that law back. They want it back. And they're going to get it. And that's why today I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you because they're going to get it. All the evil they're going to do it because we won't stop them. Because, you know, it's a good thing the Supreme Court justices have such security. Now we see why. Now we see why that security bill for them was rushed through. Because today I know there's a lot of people that want them gone. And that's not the solution, unless you're at war, I guess. Are we at a civil war? If that's a civil war, then, you know, all bets are off. Are we truly in a civil war? See, don't throw that term around. If we're truly in a civil war, it's okay to take out their captains and their generals. And that would be Mitch McConnell and the SCOTUS. So if we're truly in a war, that would be okay. Take them out. Jail them. That's what we did, you know, with the Southern officers. We, you know, put them in cells, jailed them, locked them up. So if we're in a war, lock up the Supreme Court. Lock up Mitch McConnell. Lock up those senators that sought pardons. Lock them up. But if we're not in a true civil war, then we're in an oligarchy. And there's not enough people in the 7 blue states out of the 43 red ones. There's not enough people to vote down. They've won. And that's how I feel today. They've won. Like 40 states are red states now. We're just deceiving ourselves to think that we live amongst people who want Roe v. Wade. 63% of the people surveyed. Where did they survey those people? L.A., San Francisco, New York? Did they survey them in bumfuck Louisiana? You know, did they go to Kentucky and ask the people there? I'm telling you, America has been lost since the Civil War. You know, it just has. It never mended after the Civil War. We never dealt with slavery or racial equality or civil rights at all. That broke us and we never came back together. It's been a myth. Lincoln was wrong. You know, I'm sorry. He was also racist. This edification of Abraham Lincoln. I'm sorry. He was a good guy. He wasn't great.
Well, he was a person of his times.
I don't want to hear about people. You know, the man had discussions about moving slaves out of the United States to another country. Okay? For no other reason than they were black. Not because they were despicable or harming the country or anything like that. It's just they were black. So he actually had conversations about doing that. So I could never. Criminals? Sure, I could have that conversation. The GOP? Absolutely. I'm all for sending all of them to a different country. But, you know, just people because they're just black? I would never have that conversation, neither with you, but Lincoln did. So stop edifying him. He was just a man. But he was wrong about the Civil War. He was wrong about not punishing those who participated in it. He was wrong about reunification. He should have let them go. We should have agreed back then to some sort of agreement and let the South go. We would be so much better as a nation. We would be so much better as a people if we didn't have the South. We'd be so much better. We'd be doing things for climate change. We'd be helping each other. We'd be letting women have abortions. Gays would be equal. We'd be so much better without the red states. We'd have so much more money. And it was the same back then. Lincoln was wrong. He was wrong about unification. We should have let them go. We don't need them. And they're not nice people. Because today, there are many people happy. They're called idiots. You know? If I see one woman today saying, I'm glad this happened, I would literally want to smack her in her face. Don't. Don't. And that's why I don't know what to say to you today, because obviously I won't be able to live in a country where people infuriate me all the time. So I'm not rich. I'm not wealthy. I have the assets of my home, and that's about it. And a pension from SAG-AFTRA. And that's it. That's my life. And then Social Security. And that's it. So I can't just pick up and move to my Canadian home or my Ireland retreat or my Portuguese condo. I don't have those resources. And so this morning I really thought, well, Chuck, what are you going to do? Because this is going to keep getting worse. Congress is not going to act. And I don't trust the people to vote out the GOP. I don't. I think there's a larger group of people than we think that want what they're selling. White supremacy. White male supremacy. With guns and God, no gays, and women do as they're told. I really believe there's a large number of those, larger than you think. And I think we're going to go red in November. This should make it, in November, the GOP should be done. Done. Every one of them should be voted out. Between the hearings, Roe v. Wade, what Clarence Thomas has said about gay rights, just all of it. Everything. Their support of Trump, all of it. The GOP should be done. This is that tipping point. If we don't all get to the polls in both this November and then in 2 years and get these people out, if they get a majority in the House or the Senate, that's it. We're done. We become a true shithole country with no rights for any minorities. Social programs will go down the hill. They will privatize Social Security and what they call entitlement programs. Those will run out. And that's it. We're going to be a very poor, very sick, very dying shithole country. I don't know why. I don't know who wants to destroy America, who's profiting by the destruction of our country, whether it's Russia or China. I don't know who. But someone very powerful or something, some entity very powerful is going to profit from our demise because we're dying as a country. Today was another death knell. That's not progress. That's not regress. That's destruction. That's failure. We are failing as a country all around. When you have the same abortion laws as 9 of the worst countries in the world, like Libya, people with Sharia law, Saudi Arabia, when that's who your human rights are on par to become, Saudi Arabia, that's not good. And no one's stopping it. You know, it is late in the day already. Is it? No, not that late. But Biden has not spoken yet about Roe v. Wade. Now, they knew this was probably coming. They should have had something to roll out today. All right, today we are rolling out this. We're asking the Congress to do this. Haven't heard a thing. Oh, I've heard tweets and outrage and everything. Blah, 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 blah. And yes, already gotten the fundraising. But anything of substance? Anything that's going to change anything? No. And that's the point. They get to change everything for the worse, and we don't get to change anything for the better. And yet Democrats won. There's a Democrat president and vice president, a Democratic speaker of the House. There's a Democratic Senate because of the 50 majority. And yet we've gone backwards in 2 years, not forward. And they keep saying, oh, blah, 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 Republicans, blah, 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 Republicans. You mean the people that you are openly calling criminals that you still let vote on things? Matt Gaetz still gets a vote. And yesterday during the hearing, he was the cheerleader. He wants a pardon for all things he's done from birth. From birth, it says. He wanted a pardon more broad than Richard Nixon, because Nixon didn't molest 16-year-olds, and Matt Gaetz does. Matt Gaetz sex traffics people. Why isn't that? I mean, they've been investigating that for how long? My God, black people, they get arrested, go to trial, and are in jail in 23 minutes. It takes 7 years to investigate a white person. And so what do? I don't know on this Friday. I don't know what to tell you. It is very dark times. In dark times, we turn to our vices. You get high, you get drunk. In dark times, you turn to entertainment. You know, people like singing and dancing and music during dark times. I guess surround yourself with things that make you happy, because if you are hearing my voice in America, you're on a downward spiral. And there's nothing pulling us out of the abyss. There's no counterweight. You know, will Beto win in Texas? I don't think so. Oh, he might come close, because they've stacked the deck already. That's the other thing. The elections aren't going to be fair. They've already stacked the deck with people in power. We already saw it in the primaries. Refusing to acknowledge this, refusing to certify that, vote discrepancies this, blah, blah. We're being taken over by a terrorist organization known as the GOP. Why aren't they being called that? How could we... There are 7 senators that asked for a pardon because they committed treason. And they get a paycheck this week from us. How is that? How? Today I'm just like, and I go back to being gay in America now for 59 and 3/4 years almost, which is how? Because Congress has never done its job. Because the wusses in Congress would never step up and codify Roe v. Wade as an actual law. They would never, you know, pass him. Obama, you know, it was great that under him, gay marriage became legal, but he didn't do it. The Congress didn't do it. The Supreme Court did. I don't know why he got the credit. I mean, he didn't do it. He didn't sign an executive order legalizing same-sex marriage. He didn't have Congress draft a bill and do it. They left it to the Supreme Court. They supported the cases. They applauded the cases. But they didn't do it. You know, the only legislation that Democrats have done about gays really was the negative stuff. Don't Ask, Don't Tell and Defense of Marriage Act. They did do that. Democrats were able to do the Defense of Marriage Act and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Yes, those were laws. That wasn't the Supreme Court. That was Congress. So with a president of Bill Clinton, they were able to go to Congress and get the Defense of Marriage Act and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But never once have they been able to go and get same-sex marriage act, same-sex adoption, woman can have abortion. They have gotten Democrats, not Republicans. It was Bill Clinton that brought in Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Defense of Marriage Act, the Clinton administration, and that Congress, and that Senate. So they're able to do that. but they weren't able to, you know, make same-sex marriage legal. No, that had to be the court. Congress has been lazy, and this is what happens. When a GOP terrorist organization takes over the courts, and when you have a lazy Congress where half of them are GOP terrorists, this is what happens. And in any other country at any other time, they literally would be shown the door. And yes, violently. There was already a violent coup attempt. So in any other country, the good guys would march in with weapons like the bad guys did and remove the bad guys. As in, march Matt Gaetz out the door. Gohmert. All of them. March them right out the door and right into jail. In any other country after a coup, the people that did the coup would be marched right out and into jail. So there'd be plenty of room in the Senate for Democratic senators because about half of the Republican senators there should be kicked out for treason and sedition. And the 193 members of Congress that voted, of the House, that voted against certifying Biden's election, they should be removed. There's 193 seats right there. Kick them out. And don't recognize any member of the GOP. The Senate and the House can choose to recognize members or not. That's in their bylaws. They should not recognize any member of the GOP at all. Any other party, okay, but the GOP, nope. Nope. Domestic terrorists cannot have a seat in the Senate. But they can, and they do, and they're terrorizing. And that's why I don't know what's going to happen. Well, I do. I actually think that America's done. I know this sounds like doom or whatever, but I'm telling you, America is done. And you're going to have to start preparing for that. If we will know in the next 18 months, we will know that this is the moment, this is the time. If Republicans make gains in the primaries in November, and then they should get the presidency in 2024, we're say goodbye. If Democrats don't step up, expand the courts, start being more forceful, and actually do something to stop this, then we're done. So the voters have to vote out Republicans, and the Democrats that are there now have to actually step up and start risking their careers to do things, like Joe Manchin, or get rid of them. You know, it's about the Supreme Court. Everyone's, we can impeach them. It's in the Constitution. It's been done before. We can impeach them. Kavanaugh lied. Amy Coney Barrett lied. We can impeach them. You see what I'm saying? We don't even need to expand the court. Clarence Thomas's wife is a known seditionist. We could impeach him, Kavanaugh, Barrett. We could have three judges right there. Who would impeach them? The Senate and the House. See what I'm saying? All of this. What's happening in the Supreme Court, what's happening socially, the economy, it's all the fault of the Congress, the House and Senate. Refusal to act, putting their careers first, not acting strong enough or boldly enough, like arresting people, expelling members that gave tours of the Capitol building. It's all their fault. So a federal government is not working. It's not working. Washington, D.C. does not work. A federal centralized government for these 50 states is not working. It is time to break up. It is. You know what? It's the only way forward. We have to take drastic action on climate change now, not in 5 years, not in 10, now. We have to protect people, gay, bi, trans, women. We have to protect them now. Not in 5 years. It's really time to talk secession. It really is. To break us up. It's time. And the mood is, and I don't want to hear about how the Constitution doesn't, anything can be allowed. Man made those rules. They're not divine. Man can, you know, it's time. It's time to break up. It really is. All right. Well, I won't be going in a New York subway anytime soon, getting an abortion or getting gay married, I guess, you know. And really, how does all that affect me? I won't be going in a New York subway anytime soon, so I don't have to worry about concealed weapons there. I'm not going to get an abortion or get a woman pregnant. And I can't even get laid, let alone gay married. So really, all this just par for the course for me. It's like, yeah, it's been my whole life that way. But that's the problem. My whole life has been fighting this fight. I don't want to fight it anymore because we're losing. I am 59 and we just lost Roe v. Wade. And they're announcing gay marriage they want to go after. We're losing. We're going backwards. And no one will stop them. I don't want to stay in a country where people aren't as outraged as me and outraged enough to actually stop these people through any means necessary, up to escorting them out and throwing them into jail. You know? But no one will be escorted out. No one will be thrown into jail. Trump will not be prosecuted. He will not be tried for treason. He will not hang. That's what should happen. They wanted to hang Mike Pence for treason. The truth is Trump should hang for treason. That's the punishment. And he committed seditious conspiracy, treason, fraud against the U.S. government, voter fraud. He committed all kinds of punishable crimes where the, you know, where the death penalty is actually in play. Someone died on January 6th. He is responsible. But no one will talk this way. No one will say, like, you know what? Trump is treasonous. He deserves to be tried for it. And if found guilty, hung. No one will. The notion of doing that, people are like, a former president? Yes! Because there's a terrorist group that he runs that's overtaking the country. The GOP is a terrorist group. That's just the way it is. If you don't like that, oh well. I mean, they're the ones who are killing us in our grocery stores, mowing down kids in school. They're all GOP members. All of them. QAnon, GOP, MAGA. You don't see liberals buying AR-15s and mowing down people. It just doesn't happen. All right, well, this weekend you've got a lot to think about. So do I. This country is becoming a crap hole, and no one seems to be stopping it. So we're all going to have to see, you know, what to do about that. How that it's going to affect all of our lives, and you are going to have to make your decision. How much are you going to take? Like here in Nevada, I will be moving. It's going to go red. So best case or worst case scenario, I will sell and move to a blue state. Hopefully Washington. I'll find something I can afford to be near Jake and Heather. Hopefully, you know. Now, if that doesn't work, or if I don't need to be near them or whatever, then something tropical or something European. But, you know, and that's going to have to be fast too. So you're going to have to decide. We're all going to have to decide, because it appears that unless Joe Biden expands the court, unless Democrats really step up, like immediately now, unless there starts being arrest because of all these hearings, unless this stuff starts actually happening, it's done. The GOP terrorist group actually will win. And they've been planning it, as this overturning today proves. They've been planning that for 5 decades. It worked. And now they're going to start reaping in the benefits. And there's enough hatred out there for them to do it. And good people are just standing by and letting them. Oh, no, we're not. We're marching. We're doing this. We're doing that. Well, it's not working because they're winning. Every time I say that, people are like, no, we're really doing it. It's not working. We actually put our lives on the line, we gay people, just by showing up, by going to a rally, you know, by going to a pride event back in the day, the 80s, the 90s. We literally were putting our lives on the line. So don't tell me that you're doing enough. You know, whatever. Just go ahead and tweet about it. We all have a lot to think about this weekend, and let's hope. With against hopes that the Democrats step up, that the committee steps up, that the Attorney General steps up, that the Congress steps up, that Manchin actually realizes he has a duty to the country, and if he doesn't do it, he's replaced by somebody who will. Let's just hope that over the next 18 months, some people step up. Otherwise, we're just going to be something to step on. I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. I'll be back on Monday, full of rage as always. No, I'm not full of rage. I'm not full of rage. Today, I don't even know what I don't know how to feel today. I feel depressed. I feel angry. I feel hopeful and hopeless. Because I know right now that we are at that moment and it could go either way. It could go either way. So I'm hoping it'll go right way. But I've lived my whole life knowing that that's maybe not going to happen. So, all right. Until Monday. Mwah.
Make your device a whole lot smarter. Get the Carell Cast app free at the App Store of your choice now.